Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Science of Health and You. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for the night show. Having a few little technical difficulties here, but we're going to get this all straightened out here. I just wanted to let everyone know that the show is coming on a little bit earlier than normal. I sent out a particular flyer to those who I've been sending flyers out to in the past, and we're trying to notify everyone that the show is now going to be at 5 o'clock Eastern time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 2 o'clock Pacific Time. So there are a lot of people who won't be on for a minute, and we know that you're getting this probably at a late notice. So we want to take our time and kind of explain to you the format for tonight's show and next Tuesday's show and for the rest of this month. This is the Science of Health to You. And, we want to make sure that okay, I'm sorry, guys. The technical difficulty is with my telephone. I keep dropping every single time I plug into the system. So I'm hoping that Abdul Shaheed, I know I opened your mic up here. And if you want to take a minute and kind of talk about the beginning of the show and give me a chance to get my telephone situated in the circle. I don't know what the problem is, but if you're on, can you give me the greeting, my dear brother? Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I got love. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I hear you very well. What I'm going to do is take a quick minute here to try to get this phone situated here, and I'll come back on, and we'll go from there, okay? Just give me a minute.
Sound good.
It looks like I'm getting ready to fall off right now. I see it happening. So we just started, so we're just 3 minutes into the show. So, inshallah, give me a minute, and I'll be right with you.
Okay, certainly will. This is Brother Abdul Shaheed. We'd like to start off with saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Give all the praise and thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here with you this afternoon, this evening, and for allowing you to be here with us. We'd like to give a greeting of Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak to all of the Muslims. Welcome again to another episode of The Science of Health and You. The Science of Health and You. We're going to continue with what we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. We've been talking about the 11th system, the 11th system of the human body, and how they function, how they work. The last week we started talking about the brain and the three nervous systems. The brain and the three nervous systems. This is very, very important. Very, very important. We know our brain is the command center. It is the command center. And it operates with our mind. Our mind and our brain works together. Work together. This is very important. The mind is the abstract part of the brain. So if our brain is impoverished, our mind also will be impoverished. So we have some technical difficulties, so bear with us. Engineer and
I'm back. I'm back.
Okay, excellent.
I'm back in here. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Science of Helping You. And I think Brother Abdul Shaheed gave you kind of a brief overview on what the show is going to be about tonight. It's always the same, the science of health and you. And we are going through the 11 systems, as he explained, and we're going to kind of do an overview, a temporary overview, just to give you an opportunity to hear some of the previous information that was delivered to you. And tonight's show is only going to be an hour. You know, we may go over a little bit, but our show, we're going to stick to the hour. I'm going to try to take another few minutes here, just in case we go over that 1 hour. We do have some leeway for you to ask questions and get some things done. And I want to make sure Brother Abdul Shaheed lets us know what his time schedule like is as well. If you want to take a few minutes, we have a lot of new people who are going to be notified, who have been notified. Matter of fact, I have my whole class from my program that I've been going on today. They're all going to be online today, so I'm trying to be slow and deliberate to allow them a chance to get home and get online as well. But they were all excited about what we do here on Tuesdays, and they pledged to be on the show each and every Tuesday from a learning experience, but they were just blown away about symptometry and what it is and what
excellent.
It does excellent. And how it applies it to. So we want to make sure that we get that information out to them as well. And I just want to say, you know, in my usual introduction, I always talk about something leading up to tonight's show, and we'll have Abdul Shaheed share with us previous information. But what I do want to say is this. With all the anxiety going on in the world today, the fear going on in the world today, the misinformation, the anguish that people are having, the stress people are going through, it has a lot to do with our thinking capabilities. And very seldom do we take the time out to pay attention to ourselves and listen to ourselves talking to us. We say pay attention to ourselves. I always say take the F off and pay attention to yourselves, because there's a communication taking place at all times within our human anatomy, and we should really begin to look at ourselves in a completely different way and listen to what ourselves are saying to us. So, you know, they're talking to us at all times. It's been so difficult for people today to just manage their own personal life. People are not conscious of what they say and what they do. They get angry real quick. You got conflict resolutions. You got people blowing each other's brains out. We have children who are dysfunctional. And parents and husbands and wives are going through changes of saying that since you didn't take the virus, I don't want you to touch me. It's just so much stuff going on in the world today and not having a good thinking process. And I'm kind of leading into what our program is going to be about today when it comes to the human mind and the nervous system. Not having the ability to function and think and process information is a very dangerous situation. And we want to make sure that you have some solutions, some remedy, some information that can help you through this trying situation, this trying time, pertaining to some of the difficulties we have with our thinking abilities and thinking process. So I'm going to take drop the mic here and take the first probably 5 to 7 minutes and have Instructor Shaheed talk about what we've talked about before. Take about another 20 minutes after that and really get into the subject matter, you know, and then 10 minutes for question and answers, and we'll try to close it out with another 20 or 25-minute presentation, then leave the doors open for more questions and answers. So if that format is all right with you, Instructor Shaheed,
we can just take the point
and have a good time talking about the things that we need to have a good time and talk about. All right. Assalamu alaikum, my good brother, and welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Rashid, and Ramadan Mubarak to you.
Ramadan Mubarak.
We'll do a quick review. Again, this week we'll be talking about the brain, and we'll continue to talk about the brain and the three nervous systems. And we started off talking about the 11th system of the human body. We have these systems. Matter of fact, the Almighty have set up systems to keep us in check. And we have systems in our body, and the unit of all those systems is the cell. So you're going to hear us talk a lot about the cell. If we neglect our cells, then that would lead us to, gene incapacitation, which will give rise to diseases. If your genes are incapacitated, most definitely you're going to have a disease, no doubt about it, no doubt. And, of course, diseases lead us to short life expectancy. So this is the whole thrust of symptometry, science, where it's a science that deals with the living cell. It is the most scientific and natural means to address the needs of human cell. That's the science of symptometry, called symptometry science. And this science has revealed many things, and there's no mystery diseases now. Because of this particular disease. There's no mystery disease. Every disease can be explained, and it starts with cell neglect. So we have 11 systems and 75 trillion cells that the 11 systems are made up of, all kinds of cells. And that's the unit of our life, really, the cell, the unit of our life. So it's going to be to our best benefit to know some things about the cells and understand how they work and what they need. So we started off with talking about the blood and the circulatory system. And, of course, the blood carried the resources for the cells. It carried the nutrient for the cells. If the cells do not receive nutrients and resources, they cannot do their job to keep us healthy. This is the problem. We think that as a human being, all we have to do is eat food, drink water, and just go to the bathroom. There's a lot more to it than that. Our blood must circulate fast, with speed. We also have the laws of physics that we have to be governed by. If we break these laws, then our body will give us a sign or a symptom, let us know we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy. So we have to pay attention to what our cells are telling you, just like Brother Rashid just said. Our cells speak to us all the time, but they speak in a coded language, and many of us have not understood, have not been trained to understand the code, have not been taught. There's no manual that we came in with when we came to this planet. But we didn't come with a manual explaining to our parents how we operate. Now we have symptomatic signs to teach us how our body operates, and then we can free ourselves of diseases and carry out our responsibility and our mission, our roles, as to why we were sent here. After that, we dealt with the reproductive system. Of course, reproductive system dealt with procreation to keep the species alive, increase the numbers, male and female reproductive system. Very, very important. Every system are interconnected, interrelated, integrated, and operate as one biological unit. All the different systems working together, in other words. Everything is connected. How is it connected? It's connected through connected tissue called blood, which we just talked about earlier in the first system. After the reproductive system, we spent some time talking about the endocrine system. Let's deal with the hormones and the glands and other organs. Believe it or not, the human being is the product of steroid hormones. And those hormones always have to be kept in balance, because if they're not, then that will control our, that will make our behavior be out of balance as well. Our sexual behavior will be out of balance. Our emotional behavior would be out of balance. We are under control by our neurotransmitters, neurons, hormones, enzymes. These things control us. They control our behavior, believe it or not. If a person cannot produce them, then their behavior would not be normal. They would be off the paradigm of normalcy. And this is why we have to produce all these different things. This is what the cells do. They produce all our brain essentials. They produce our body essential, and they produce our cell essential. We give our cells the raw material. That's why we eat food, to get the raw material. And sometimes all the nutrients are not in the food. We eat food every day, many of us, that has no nutrients. They're nutrientless food, because the nutrient is not in the soil anymore. And our food has been adulterated. We have all kind of chemicals and poison and toxins and coloring, food dyes, additives, preservatives, all these things are in the food. Those things do not have any nutritional value whatsoever. But we are eating it. So there's a lot more that we could be saying about that. And we also have the respiratory system that deal with the gas exchange that take place in our lungs. There's a lot we need to know about that. If we have breathing problem, mucus problem, and we're congested, we need to know why. Our body is telling us something. The body is telling us something. It's speaking in a coded language. It's asking us to do something to correct the problem, put things back to normalcy. We give our children milk, dairy product, and they cannot digest the milk protein. So it compromises their mucous membrane. This is the root cause of asthma. How many children in our country have asthma? How many of those children, African-American? How many of those children, Hispanic, that'll be rushed to the hospital every other month or so, or every other week, because of what they're eating? they do not have the enzyme to digest those things. So the gas exchange is difficult for them to replace oxygen and carbon dioxide, to exchange it. We breathe in oxygen and we breathe out carbon dioxide. But oxygen does not circulate freely in the human body. This is what we talked about during the respiratory system. The oxygen has to be attached to the hemoglobin. Then you need an enzyme to be able to do that. That enzyme is called oxidase. And this happened in the red bone marrow. There's a lot for us to learn. We have oxygen in our food, oxygen in our water, oxygen in the air, but it would still be many places in our cells that would not have oxygen. And where there's no oxygen, there would be less energy. And then the cell would not have the energy, the power, the speed, the pressure, the momentum to carry out their job. They need all of those things because they are the tangent of energy. Our body operates through force and energy. Then we dealt with the lymphatic system and immune system. They work together. We are created to live on planet Earth, and we have an immune system for that reason. So the immune system that we have can deal with any virus, any microbe, any bacteria, any fungus, any yeast, any of these things. All the things that we find in the air during this season, many people have problems breathing. They have allergy when they go outside during this time of year because they do not have certain white blood cells that they're able to produce in the right numbers. So they can't break down and deal with what's in the pollen. So they get congested. The mucous membrane collapse. Sometimes you have an answer for all of those things. The body is telling you something. Something is missing. You need to help the cells to recover. Because if you do not, the gene will not release the blueprint. Your genes send codes. That's why the symptom you have. The genes are trying to communicate to you, let you know that they will not release the blueprint. What the blueprint is all about. The blueprints are the instructions, set of instructions for the cells to make what needed to be made to keep you on the paradigm of a human being. If the genes do not release the blueprint to the DNA, there will be misalignment between the genes and the DNA. And the DNA must also transmit the blueprint to the three RNAs. If this does not happen, a disease will be activated. All diseases start with gene incapacitation, like we said earlier, because of cell neglect. And our body is warning us, trying to communicate with us, but no one have taught us what these symptoms mean. No one have taught us the language of what our body speaks, the coded language. Nobody have taught us these things. So next we had the brain and the nervous system. We have the central, the autonomic, and peripheral nervous system. And that's what we'll be continuing to talk about this evening. There's a lot that we can say on each one of these systems. We can spend months on each one of them. But we're giving you the capsule of how they function. We don't need to know everything. We need to know the main thing, how to keep these systems in balance, how they all work together. How can we help the cells? Because health is all about taking care of the needs of the cell. Health is a reward that comes from our cells. In order to understand how that works, we must understand who we are and where we are. We have to understand who we are and where we are. Those two questions must be answered in order to understand health. And hopefully during the process of these coming weeks, we'll be answering that question, who we are and where we are and why were we sent here. All the questions have to be answered. So, Brother Rashid, anybody having a question at this point, it would be a good time.
No, we don't have any hands raised at this particular time, among
okay,
the brothers.
Good.
So it's going to take the first 20 minutes, and those of you who want to ask some questions, start writing down on a pen and pad that particular question. And welcome to IWDM Radio. We're on the Science of Helping You. This is Rashid Salam with Instructor Abdul Shaheed, who's providing you with information on your health and also the science of you and how you function as an individual. So for those of us who are on the internet, make sure if you need to make a phone call into to ask a question, There's a number you have to call. It's 714-712-4673. Hang on. 4673. Excuse me for a minute. I had to step away, but I wanted to make sure that you know that you, if you need to ask a question, you have to call in into the queue to get that question answered. And for those of you who really want to ask a question, I just want to give a greeting or say something to Instructor Abdul Shahid. Just say, give him the greetings and say, good job being done. Just press 1 on your phone. I'll recognize you, and you're in the queue. So with that, Abdul Shahid, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. Certainly appreciate that. So like I said, there's a lot we can say about the, of course, about the brain. But what we wanted basically to share to get this conversation started about the nervous system. The nervous system, there are three of them. But the nervous system represents the foundation for the human being. When we're all in the womb of our mother, when we got ready to come out, it is the mother's responsibility to build a firm foundation for the baby. And the first system that's created in producing the child is the nervous system, the three nervous system. For if the baby can come here on this planet with a firm and grounded nervous system, it will be able to engage the planet here. We live on planet Earth, a very predatory and toxic place. Many of us think this is a playground. Many of us think that this is the paradise. Many of us think this is the garden. It's not any of those things. Earth is a very adversary and toxic place, and you have to be educated to understand where we are. So the baby needs a very strong foundation, a firm foundation, as far as the three nervous system is concerned. If it's shaky and weak, it's going to be very difficult for that child to engage the environment, to figure out where the pitfalls are, the booger traps, to understand what it has to do to stay healthy. If it does not stay healthy, it has no chance of using the brain properly. It has no chance to access information in the brain. It has no chance of doing these things. This is why health is so important. So it is the mother's responsibility to build a firm foundation before the baby even get here. And that foundation is the three nervous system. So the child can come here learning what they need to learn, engaging the planet, engaging the environment. I hope you see the connection that we're trying to make here. So it consists of the brain, the spinal cord, the nervous system, the sensory organ. Nerve cells within these organs are electrochemical. They're electrical. And they send and receive signals. These nerve cells are called neurons. Neurons are different from our cells, and here's how. Our cells divide, which means really our whole body can be renewed, periodically renewed, because our cells divide, producing new cells. And this is part of the universal law. New must replace the old. There should be no old cell inside of us. They all should be new, because our body has the ability to renew itself through producing new cells. That is, if we own the paradigm of normalcy, and if we've been taking care of the needs of our cells. Well, if our cells are congested and have poison and toxic, then they will not have the enzyme to divide, to produce new cells. Old cell would be in place trying to carry out the function of new cell, and that's what would make it very difficult for you to be healthy. But neurons do not divide. They have to be produced. They have to be produced. And if the environment is not conducive for them to be produced, then the number that we have will be dwindling. And also, based on what we're eating, they will become calcified. That's why people have shaky memory. They can't remember anything because they are not producing fresh neurons, and the ones that they have are calcified. This is the reason. We need to be producing 10 to 15 billion neurons every day. They have a short lifespan. They come here to do a job in milliseconds, and they are gone like a flash of light. That's how it is. Then we need new ones to take their place. So we need billions of these neurons every single day. It is the neurons that make the baby in the womb of its mother. It's neurons. Nobody's telling these cells what to do. They have atomic intelligence from the Creator. The human being is the product of atomic collision. This is what started everything. Just like the universe, we're part and parcel of it. So what's happened in the broader universe is also is what's happening inside of us. We're a microcosm of the universe. And the same laws and rules that govern the universe also govern our physiology and anatomy. And every time those rules and laws are violated, our body will give us a sign or a symptom, letting us know that we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy, and that is the price to pay when that happens. And we pay it with our health. We pay it with our health. So let's talk about how our brain functions. And basically, we're going to look at the various faculties and the part of the brain that these faculties are housed. The human being has a brain that is the command center for how this body is supposed to operate. There are nerves that go through our spinal cord that connect all parts of the body. These nerves are going through the cerebrospinal fluid, through the spinal cord, all the way down to the coccyx bone, the tailbone, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, thousands of times a day, sending signals back and forth. And those signals are moving at the speed of light. We think about moving our hands. We think about speaking, anything. It happened in a flash, millisecond. That quickly, unless we have problems, unless our cerebrospinal fluid is getting dirty and filthy, and no one has ever told us that we should clean it, just like no one has told us that we need to keep our cells clean. No one has told us that we need to keep the 11th system clean and how to do it. No one has shared this information with us. And when we don't do these things, it amounts to cell neglect. And we already mentioned cell neglect will give rise to gene incapacitation. The gene will not release the blueprint to the cell, telling them and giving them the instruction of how to produce all our body and brain essential. If the cell do not have the instruction, then you're going to have symptoms of diseases and short life expectancy. This is how it works. And it is only symptometry that can help people to reverse their condition by educating them, empowering them to be in charge of their own health. So our brain in our faculty area called the hippocampus, you know, we can talk about how the brain is broken down, the lobes and all these different kind of things, but we're going to go to what we need to know, what we really need to know, and how to maintain our health and get our health back. We have the five senses. And many of us think that's all the senses that we have. Just five. No. The human being is gifted with faculties, 16 of them, besides the five senses. But if our brain is impoverished and we have not been nourishing the brain in years, because no one has shared with us the right food we should be eating to nourish the brain, and that we have to maintain the cells, we have to maintain our brain cells. How do we maintain them? What do we do? What do you mean maintain them? You have to remove we have to clean them up and keep the system, keep the cells clean. The cellular organelle has to be kept clean in order to carry out their job, including the cells in the brain, in order for the gene to release the blueprint. So in the hippocampus, that our Center of Faculty is also the Center for Addiction, by the way. And we talk about how addiction form also. So the hippocampus is the section for coordination, for self-restraint, discipline, rationalization. The neuroscientists call these sections of our brain faculties. And we're going to list them quickly. They are called perception, imagination. You know, without imagination, how are we to invent things and make life better on this planet, make life smoother, easier to deal with? Imagination. We have to have a great imagination. It is imagination that invented everything that we see. Man looked at something, man looked at the bird, and he imagined an airplane. This is how it worked. The man had a problem he had to deal with to help his workload better. He imagined a solution. And he was able to produce the right neurotransmitter. He was able to produce the right neurotransmitter and neuropeptide to bring that imagination into reality. This is how it is. This is how the brain is so important for us. It is the command center. That means it controls everything. Connected to our brain is our mind. The mind is the unseen part of our brain. It is the abstract part of our brain. We can't see our mind, but we can see our brain. And if the brain is not nourished properly, and if the brain cell can't produce what it needs to produce, the neurochemicals, the neurotransmitters, the neurons, immediately it would be filled with neurofibrillary plaque. It would be filled with something like a concretion. That's what the plaque is. It's a concretion. And that plaque would be blocking things. Because there's a principle in quantum physics. Quantum physics deals with the world that we cannot see with our eyes. There's a whole universe that exists that we cannot even see. It is governed by quantum physics. So that principle states that there can be no emptiness. If something's supposed to be in our brain cell, if it's not there, our body automatically will produce concretion in form of neurofibrillary plaque. And the plaque would get worse and worse and more if we don't do something about it, if we don't know how to remove it. And this is how people have mental issues, emotional issues, and will not be on the paradigm of a normal human being. So these are the faculties: perception, imagination, behavior, memory. What is memory all about? How can a person have a life without memory? Because in order to have a life, you have to go back in your memory to figure out what happened, how to solve a problem. What is your address? What's your name? What's your parent name? What's your religion? What is your God? If you lose your memory, you have no past, you have no present. And we have diseases that would rob people of their memory. That's a faculty. We're going to talk a whole lot about memory and how we solve our problems from just recalling memory. And where is the memory really is? Coordination, to continue, self-restraint, rationalization, cognition, to be able to recognize people's faces, to be able to recognize your house when you see it, to be able to recognize your children, their faces, your grandchildren, to recognize the street that you live on. If we don't take care of our brain, all of these things, these faculties, will leave us in the lurch. Determination, where it comes from. If you want to cure your disease, you have to be determined. You can't be wishy-washy. You have to believe and have conviction into the method to cure the disease. You have to be filled with positive energy, not weak energy, because there's already negative energy that is strong, the reason why you are sick. The reason why we have the disease is because negative energy abounds everywhere. It was here in the creation first before positive energy showed up, just like darkness was here before light. These things we have to understand. After determination, we have intellect. That's what separates man from animal. We have intellect. We can contemplate on things. We can figure things out. We can look into a thing. We can have a physical object, but we can look into it to see how that physical object was put together, how it worked from the inside out. That's how we figure out how our body works from the inside out. We have intellect to study, to consider, to contemplate, to make our life better, not only for ourselves, but for our community and for the world. We have emotion that is controlled by our limbic system, our emotion, and hormones, neurotransmitters, neurochemicals control a lot of these emotions that we have. If we cannot produce these, then our emotion will be all over the place. Children will have temper tantrum. Even adults will have temper tantrum when they don't have their way. They won't engage in conversation when they have a problem. They won't talk to you. They become more introvert because of their emotion. They become bipolar. They're paranoid, schizophrenic. All these things because they're not producing neurochemical neurotransmitters and neurons every day. If you cannot produce these things, automatically the brain will be producing neurofibrillary level plaque. Plaque must take the place of them. If we do not have water and nutrient in our cell at all times, plaque will form automatically because of that principle in quantum physics. There can be no emptiness. Everything is filled with something. If that something that's supposed to be there is not there, then it's going to be filled with negative energy, negativity, and it's not going to be good for us. It's going to become a problem for us. This is how diseases start. Consciousness is one of those faculties. Consciousness, what is that? Consciousness means having a sense of right and wrong. People can do things, if they don't have a conscience, they will show no remorse. They can take a person's life and show no remorse. They have no conscience. We're going to talk about neurotransmitters. If they're not being produced, a person would not have a conscience. We don't just have a conscience because we walk upright, looking like a human. It takes much more than walking upright on two legs to be a human being. We have to produce all of these body and brain essentials in order for us to be human or on the paradigm of a human being. So consciousness, we know, is very important. That is awareness of who we are. An awareness of where we are, an awareness of why we are here, what's our role, what's our mission. Everyone sent to planet Earth has a mission. Most of us spend a lifetime without finding it. That's a fact. Personality. Where do our personality come from? Isn't this amazing? All housed in our faculties. The hippocampus, personality that leads us to the person. Person is an indication that everyone has their own uniqueness. Their own uniqueness. 8 billion people on the planet, each one of them are unique. No one is the same. This is what personality indicates. Each one of us are different. 8 billion people, not one the same. 8 billion people, even the identical twins among us, are not the same. And we can prove that scientifically, that they're all different. Take, for example, our footprint would be different. Our palm print would be different. Our thumbprint would be different. The vibration of the sound that I'm making is different from everybody else's voice. My mother would recognize my voice before she would recognize yours. A baby mother walk in the room. You can have 100 people speaking. That they will be able to recognize the voice of its mother. How is that possible? Because of vibration, the pattern in the vibration, the brain is able to interpret it. Personality, everyone unique. How is that possible? All of the different combination. Because it is the gene that put us together. It is the gene that released the blueprint, the instruction of how to make us. Make each one of those 8 billion people. And no one knows the combination of genes that came together to produce them. And not one of those combinations would be the same. Not one. So the genes are very powerful. And we must begin to understand the genes. This is talking about the faculties and the personality that each one of us has. We're going to talk a lot about the genes in the coming future because the genes hold the keys to our existence, the keys to solve our every problem, the keys for producing opportunity for ourselves. They're locked up in the genes. The Almighty has created the human being with everything that they need. Everything to cure diseases are inside of us already. Everything that we need to solve our problem and to create opportunity and solution is inside of us already. But if we do not figure out health and learn to optimize our health, we will never have access to these things. We will be denied them. This is why health is so important. Next of the fact that we have pleasure. Of course, we have a pleasure center in our brain. It is the same place where all of our faculties are. The hippocampus represents the pleasure center. A lot of people take advantage of the pleasure center. This is how we get hooked on all these different addictions. The pleasure center being taken advantage of. Illegal drug people get on. And the drug will create a receptor on the brain in the hippocampus. This is where the urge, the addiction, this is how it starts. Every addiction, brother and sister, can be cured. I don't care what you heard. Counseling will not cure them. Going to therapy will not cure them. You can give a person counseling and therapy forever. And they will still have that addiction. You have to remove the receptors off the brain. How do you do that? Symptomatology knows how to do it. Symptomatic science are creating experts on how to remove those receptors off the brain so the person will not have those urges. Any kind of addiction, all addiction are curable, all of them. Making a difference what it is. They are curable. Interpretation. interpretation. How to read a sentence and interpret it to get the message from it. How we can look at a sign, a road sign, and interpret it. How can we look at the expression on a loved one's face and be able to interpret what it means without anyone saying a word? All coming from my brain. Interpretation. Powerful faculty. Powerful faculty. Form of communicating with each other. If I speak to you, and you don't interpret what I said in the right way, we'll be misunderstood. How many arguments that have led to because people were not understood? How many wars have been created because people were not understood? So finally, but not the least, is intuition. Brothers and sisters, when we make our decision about what we're going to do, it should be based on 60% intuition, 40% intellect. Think about that. Intuition means we have connection to the universe. This is what intuition indicates. We have signs and signals and vibration coming to us all the time, and we are sensitive to them. They will guide us through this life we live in. If we are sensitive to them and been and taught how to use intuition and what it's all about. Another form of communication, intuition. It helps us make the best decision, intuition. It is not our intellect. It's a combination of our intuition and intellect to get the best decision that's going to benefit us. So these are the 16 different faculties housed in our hippocampus. And they're powerful and they're available for us if we are able to access them. We have to know how to nourish our brain, produce neurochemical neurotransmitters, and neurons every single day in order to be on the paradigm of a human being. We're not just animals. We're human beings. We have human collagen, not just animal collagen, that separate us from other animals. We're human. So, Brother Rashid, I don't know whether we have any hands raised or not for any questions.
Yeah, we do have one hand that's raised currently. I just want to welcome those who turn in kind of late to The Science of Health and You on IWDM Radio. This is the new version, time-wise, of our show for the next four Tuesdays. We will be airing at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Central, and 2 o'clock Pacific Time. So please prepare your clocks and prepare yourselves to be able to tune in for this show. And unfortunately, it's only going to be an hour. And we will have an opportunity. We will have an opportunity to extend that hour just a little bit. So we just want to make sure that our instructor gets his full hour in, and we will have questions and answers sessions for this particular show as well. So get used to the new dynamic, and it will just be for the next 4 weeks during our holy month of Ramadan for those of us who are Muslims and for those of us who are on the line tonight. It may not be a Muslim. You know, we want you to know that we respect you just as well we have to respect ourselves. So this time limit has been given to us. And you can always call at another time to Abdul Shaheed. He'll provide you with his phone number. He'll provide you with his email address. And as we begin to make this particular change, and so just be prepared for that. So we do want to recognize the hand that is raised. And if you do have a comment, we ask that you make your comment short. If you have a question, we ask you to make your comment right to the question right to the point, matter of fact, so we can have this opportunity to make sure your question gets answered. So we want to open up the mic for 314-833. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is now open.
Yes, assalamu alaikum to you, Rashid Salam, and to you, Instructor Shaheed, and to
Adam.
WDN Radio, listen to the audience. Alhamdulillah, You know, I'm just sitting here and just listening very attentively to your presentation, and the human brain just seemed such a marvelous creation. The Creator has given to us, and,
yeah.
and many different compartments to it, and so you can see how and why it needs to be operating with optimum health in the brain, and
yes.
you, the correlation between the human brain being the concrete, and then the mind being the abstract part of it. But if it's not healthy, then it can't realize its full potential in those various compartments, faculties, as you say, the utilization of them. You won't have the 100% utilization of it. I think that's what the Creator, I know that's what the Creator intended for us to have. I wanted to, my question for you in terms of the dynamic of the genes and genetics, I want to ask the question in regards to that, because every child, brother instructor, get their genes, am I correct, from both the mother and father? And so my question would be related to how important perhaps it would be in terms of mate selection, especially for those who are still in the stage family, establishing family life, in terms of mate selection, because it's going to that baby that is produced is going to be a combination of both the mother and father genes that are passed on, and it is a primary messenger. Could you speak about that? And
yes,
then
sir.
the other question is related to as Rashid said, this is our month of fasting, and how the fast perhaps can help in terms of the cleansing process in the body.
Mm.
How can it also be effective in helping to have a more productive mind and healthier brain? I know that's quite a bit, but I know you can handle it, though. Thank
absolutely,
you so much.
Absolutely.
I'm enjoying this
Thank
immensely,
you.
And so I'll just hang up and listen to your response.
Yes, sir. Keep listening.
As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you. Excellent question. Excellent two questions. I don't want to send nobody out in space, but here we go with the answer to the first question. When it comes to our genes, the genes are not our own. They are borrowed from our ancestors. I'm going to try to take it real slow and easy. Here's what happens when two people come together to produce a third person. 10% of the genes come from the mother. 10% come from the father. Where is the 80% of the genes coming from? So the mother and the father supplies 20% of the genes. And most of those genes that they supply are in the facial expression. You can look at the child and see who that child belongs to right away by looking at the face. Now, what about the 80%? The 80% is coming from the gene pool. That gene pool, that lineage goes back thousand upon thousand upon thousand of years and further. Those genes have what is called histone and nuclear histone. The genes are amazing. They are absolutely amazing. And it's only symptometry that is studying the genes to this extent. Symptometric science has studied the gene to this extent. And you are absolutely correct in making mate selection. but it's tied to our health, because our aim should be to improve the gene pool. Because our gene, when we leave here, will be left for people coming after us to use them. If we continue to improve upon the gene pool by curing our diseases, people coming after us will not have the disease that we had, because we cured it in our lifetime. This is the emphasis on curing diseases. We have the ability to take the disease out of the gene pool and never pass it on again if we can cure it ourselves, in our own time. It would take it out of the gene pool. We have many diseases in African America because we are predisposed to them, because our people before us have not cured their disease. They passed them on to me and you to deal with. And if we don't learn to cure the disease, that's what will happen to the people in the future. That's what will happen in the future. But Syntomagy has discovered, if we can produce in the right amount three neurotransmitters, we can lift the burden of all our hereditary situation. And I'm going to name these three neurotransmitters. They are acetylcholine. Acetylcholine has all to do with learning, clarity, understanding. It helps us to get our ability to access all of the faculties we just mentioned. Acetylcholine.
Can you spell that for us, my brother?
Yes. A-C-E-T-L-Y-C-H-O-L-I-N-E. Acetylcholine. Very, very important neurotransmitter. The next neurotransmitter that we have to produce in order to lift our hereditary burden is serotonin. Serotonin. S-E-R-O-T-I-N-I-N. Next one is norepinephrine, to deal with stress. If you cannot produce norepinephrine, you cannot deal with stress. Stress will kill us. Stress will incapacitate us. Stress will eliminate nutrients from our cells, even if we're eating scientifically. Stress will eliminate them. Stress is powerful negative energy. Powerful. But if we can produce norepinephrine, we can deal with stress. We can master it even. Don't mean a thing to us. So those three neurotransmitters in combination will lift the burden of our hereditary peculiarities. But we have to learn how to eat scientifically and live scientifically on this planet.
Could you spell that last one for the for the listening audience? I'm sure I got it down.
Norepinephrine. I think that's it. Yeah. Norepinephrine.
Okay. Got it. Sounds right.
Yes.
You know, and it goes,
I was the worst speller in school. Now I'm learning to be a good speller.
No, with those types of terms,
I didn't even look at anything
either. You have to be.
It's not too late.
As you were saying that, you know, and we're up on the hour right now, what came to my mind was I always read this thing about stress, the silent killer. So you just gave us a basic outline on why it is a silent killer and the power of stress in our people's lives. I think I started the show off talking about the problems that people are having mentally when they can't function, you know, and so I had no idea you were going to talk about that tonight, but we want to thank you for that. But, you
it's
know,
all
I
tied to the brain.
I want to ask this one particular question about the blood, the dirty blood, yeah, and the problems that it causes.
Dirty
every
blood.
Time I think about the blood and the brain, I think about a car engine, where every car engine has to have water, has to have oils and fluids for it to function. And our bodies are pretty much the same way. So if you could just real quickly share with that, we're not trying to take up too much of your time tonight. We do know that this is a shortened program, but if you could share with us the things that you've already spoken about. But one,
yes,
of the things in each one of these organs is blood. It goes through every single organ. And so having dirty blood
connects everything.
You know, okay, so you can just give us a little tidbit on that before we start closing down the show tonight.
Yes, sir. The blood and the cerebrospinal fluid both have to be clean, sanitized, clean. Can you imagine? Dirty blood? It's going to cause diseases. Why? See, this is what happened that people have not been taught or do not understand. I hope that I answered the Bubby Ma'am question, especially the first question. I hope I did a pretty decent job answering that.
Okay, we're going to open this mic up.
What is
so hereditary
yes
traits
and all that come from?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Brother Instructor, that was excellent information that you gave me. Because that 80% coming from my ancestors, man, that's very profound. If you got time, the other question is in terms of the fast of Ramadan, how that can be an effect on what type of effect can that have on the human brain? If you could answer that, I appreciate it. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
That was a good lead-in question on the blood with that question, right?
yes, absolutely. But what I wanted to say something else about the genes.
Okay.
Lovely ma'am, the genes hold the key to our very existence. There's so much to the genes. The genes are not only to release the blueprint and hold the blueprint, they are recording devices. Listen to me carefully. Genes are recording devices. The gene records every subtle change in the mood of the person. Nothing is left out. All their deeds, good deeds, bad deeds, are recorded in the genes. And it goes all the way back, thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years. The frame of references on problem solving is in the genes. Many of the problems that we had, they've had before. The Quran gives us frame of references, the narrative, the story, over and over. Allah explains them. These are problems that human being has. Problems to give us frame of references how to solve them. All of the frame of references are recorded in the genes. All the answers to our problems and solution are in the genes. The Almighty has gifted us with everything that we need. It's already inside of us. We don't have to look outside of us. They are inside of us. To cure diseases, everything we need is inside of us. To solve our problem, to create opportunity out of the thin air is right inside of us. We have to now be taught how to access these things and what condition that we have to be in to access them or they'll be denied. This is the connection with our health. And when it comes to fasting during the month of Ramadan, this is the best time. We've already been set up to be in our best behavior, to be in our best form. Now, when a person fasts 8 to 12 hours, the cells decompress. This is the scientific part of it. I'm not making this up. I have to study this stuff every single day. So when this person fasts, the cell go through a process of decompression. What does that mean? It means
the preservatives that we've been eating in the food coloring, the dyes, the coal tar derivatives, all of these things are released from the cells. They are released from the cells. Those are the things that block cellular communication. Those are the things that shut down the genes communicating with the DNA. The genes and the DNA must always be in alignment, just like our mind must be in alignment with what the cells need. The DNA and the three RNA must always be in alignment, just like our mind must be in alignment with our brain. If the alignment is not there, the gene will not release the blueprint to the DNA. Why is that so important? If the cells never receive the instruction how to produce acetylcholine, how to produce norepinephrine, how to produce serotonin, and all of the other neurotransmitters, and the billions and billions upon billions of neurons that we need every single day, it would not happen. Health would be denied. It is the cells that are many factories that will produce all our brain and body essentials and cell essentials, but they cannot do it without the instruction, the blueprint that the, that's housed in the gene. And I'm going to give you that process right quick, because we're fasting during the month of Ramadan. This is why it's so important for us to eat scientifically. So we're consuming the best thereof when it comes to food, beverages, and water. Our system is already being cleansed physically. Now we're cleansing the unseen part of us. The unseen part of the heart, the unseen part of the brain is now also being cleansed in the month of Ramadan with the revelation, sanitizing the blood, not our physical blood. Our blood represents connection to one another, our connection with each other, our connection with mankind. It flows everywhere. It is the resources that carry the nutrients. So we're looking at blood on a high level. The reason why progress is not made in the community, because resources are withheld from the community. The same way that resources would be withheld from the cells.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Our body is a sign. Like Allah has said, everything is a sign. We have to interpret it properly. So I hope I answered that question about how important fasting is. We should fast. There's different types of fast. We have in symptometry a broccoli cleanse. It's a fast. We have in symptometry scientific fasting. But this is the month of Ramadan. Fasting is for Allah during this month. We're not fasting to look good, feel good, to get energy. We're not fasting. We're fasting for Allah. Fasting is for Him. Though there are many benefits from the fast for this person. And many of those benefits is far beyond the physical benefits. So this is the best time for us to be in a position to access the information that is housed in our genes. And we're going to keep sharing this information because we have to solve our problems. Many people have come before us, Brother Rashid, with all kinds of skills and talent and expertise. But yet and still, we're still stuck. We're still stuck in this situation where we cannot take care of our own. We're dependent still. Yet today, on others to take care of us. Well, I'm telling you there's a solution. But we have to take our health seriously so we can access the solution. Otherwise,
okay,
we continue on this stuck track.
He's still on the same paradigm.
Look, Rashid, there's so much to this. That every one of our children can become geniuses.
Yes.
And you see in that word genius, genes. There's no accident.
Right.
Genes produce geniuses. How? Because they're able to access and produce acetylcholine, serotonin, and norepinephrine.
Now, that was the question.
And certain neuropeptides. Yes, and certain neuropeptides.
That was the next question I had here. I was waiting till you finished, you know, so eloquently sharing with us that. The question was, it takes over to me, the three neurotransmitters that you spoke of, how do we make sure that those things are in our system, and what do we need to do to create a neurotransmitter for a platform? That's the question here.
That is an amazing question.
Yeah. What needs to be done to produce those things?
Remove the plaque from my brain. How do you do that?
Whoa.
You have to use subatomic particles. Wow. Why is there plaque in our brain? Because of our chaotic eating. We already know plaque is in our brain. That's why we're not able to solve our problems. We can hardly talk to each other now without arguing with each other.
It's true. That is true.
We cannot engage each other without backbiting, talk about each other back. I got a whole list of things here. What happened to the person when they can't produce acetylcholine? 27 different symptoms you can show in the person.
Wow.
I don't have time to share. What happened when the person is smart and intelligent, but they fail to produce acetylcholine? What happens to a person when they're smart and intelligent, but they're not producing serotonin? The behavior is amazing. What happens when the person is smart and intelligent and they can't produce norepinephrine? They behave in a certain way.
Right.
So we're going to be sharing all of those different things.
And we're still talking about the brain.
To eat scientifically, Brother Rashid, and drink the right water with electrolytes, and listen to symptometry. Don't go on the internet and try to get something about health. Don't do it. We have the information that we need. Our community has all the information that's needed for us to do what we need to do to take care of our own and improve our health, because we've already done this before.
Yes, sir.
We've done it before.
That's a great statement.
Now
we've done this before.
To repeat it.
There we go. And we have to know the science, that's for sure. Real quickly, the same person wanted to ask me this question again. She said, as you were explaining acetylcholine, what does acetylcholine do, and how does it affect my disposition?
That's a huge question.
Okay.
That
you
is
have
a
to
huge question
to next week.
Yeah, we have to postpone that one. Now, that would be the first thing that we talk about. Because
I'll make sure I make a note.
27 different things, I like to take time out and go through them.
Ooh. And we just still talk about the brain. We're just still talking about the brain and the nervous system. We haven't got past the nervous system yet.
Yes, because I wanted to talk about the cerebral spinal fluid, too. I still haven't talked about how to clean it.
And that's important as well. So we want to take
and
the time
out. And what happens if you don't clean it?
Yes. If you want,
and no one, and Brother Rashid, no one but besides you and me on this call or in the community have cleaned theirs before.
Yes, sir. You know, I want to allow you the opportunity to take, you know, 3 to 5 minutes or however much time you want to take. We're on the downside of the hour, so we've gone over an hour, and that's okay because you're still here. But, you know, we want to make sure that we honor and respect your time. If you want to take a minute or so, or 5 minutes or so, and close out the way you want to close out, That's fine with me. And those of you who didn't have an opportunity to ask a question and press 1 on your telephone, you have this opportunity to be able to talk with Instructor Shahid. He's going to give you the phone numbers. He's going to give you his email address. He's going to provide you with a website. So if you could just hold on for just for a minute, and also know this, that we'll be back again next week. And make sure you have your question ready to go so you can raise your hand early on so you can get your answer. So with that, my good brother, why don't you just go ahead and share with us your closing remarks.
Yes, sir. It's excellent. And we certainly have appreciate the time and attention given to us. What I'd just like to say simply is, during the month of Ramadan, all of us can set the goal that we're going to improve our health from this point forward so we can better engage what Allah has gifted us with the Quran. We better be in a position to engage it. So Syntymija has invented a totally new health care delivery system. The one that we've been trying to use is not working for us. This system focuses on awareness, scientific enlightenment, and disease prevention. The current system we have do not teach people how to prevent diseases. For if a person can learn how to prevent a disease, Brother Rashid, they wouldn't have one, right?
That's true.
If you can prevent disease and know how to do it, then you won't have a disease. If we take care of ourselves, give them what they need, they would never have a reason to express a disease.
Right.
A person is the fullest expression of the genes through the DNA. That's what this life is all about. We are the fullest expression of the genes through our DNA. There's a lot we can say about that. That's what we are. And we were sent here to correct our past mistakes of the people that came before us and correct our own mistakes so we can take all the garbage out of the gene pool. So at some point in time, we will have a human being that will be created, many of them, that will be able to carry out the function, the purpose of their role for being here, their mission for being here, for being born. Why are we born? Why were we sent here? And how many times have we been sent here?
All right. Absolutely.
I opened the door, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about how many times have we been sent here and why. That's the next episode. People are going to have to come back to hear how many times we have been sent here. We think it's just been one time. So everything we've been talking about is to protect ourselves and their well-being. Syntymija teaches how the cells that produce our brains, our bones, our teeth, our organs, our system, all 11 of them, and other body parts use water and well-combined specific nutrients to protect themselves. It also teaches how the body parts use nutrients and water to produce replacement cell, to produce enzymes, neurons, neurotransmitter, peptide, dipeptide, tripeptide, polypeptide, amines, and hormone to run the body efficiently. This is what Syntymija Science teach. We have a school, Brother Rashid, that can teach us all of what we need to know about how our body operates so we can become the very best possible person on this planet. We are made of energy. And it's the sun, the nutrient, and the water that supply this energy to our cells.
Yes,
because
sir.
Our food and water from the ecosystem, we have to understand where we are and who we are and how these things operate. Why treat ourselves with something that we're not made of? We're not made of chemicals, man-made chemicals in a laboratory, in drugs. Yeah, drugs are important. They're important for emergency and trauma. But after that, you have to go to the right people who know how to heal the human body and the human mind. That's it. Those are the comments I'd like to make, and I hope that stick with us, all our listeners, all the way up until the next episode, and they'll be eager to come back and bring somebody with you. We'd like to give our contact information. If anyone feels the need to contact us, feel free to call us at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269, and we'll help you to start your process of becoming disease-free, free of diseases, and learn how to stay free of a disease. If we give ourselves what they need, there would be no need for the gene to activate a disease. And you may also contact us through email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. That's ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. S-H-A-H-E-E-D. And we also have a program on AM360 on Wednesday, every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Feel free to tune in. Matter of fact, we ask you to tune in to that program, because we're going to continue to discuss optimal health and how we achieve it. So the number to call in to participate is 515-605-9891, 515-605-9891, and 425-292-4253. Once again, 425-292-4253 to call in and participate on Optimal Health on AM360. Brother Rashid, I think that's it. And also would like to invite everyone to visit this website. Visit this website. There is so much information on this website. And more information is being posted every week or so, sometime every day. Much of the information I'm sharing is on the website already. And you might even find your symptom or disease and the root cause of them on that website, and what understanding you need to know as to the mistakes that you made. The mistake that you made. We don't know what genes came together to produce us. So we have to do our part, not give our genes any excuse or any reason to express a disease. And that website is amsos.org. amsos.org. And one final word, Brother Rashid, about genes. The genes are like the atoms. Allah created the atom with perfection, perfect, no flaw in it. Our genes are immortal. They are indestructible. They are perfect, just like the atoms. Absolutely amazing once you start studying the genes. So I end it at that, Brother Rashid. I turn it all over back to you, and we certainly appreciate being a co-host along with the program, The Science of Health and You, and we look forward to next week on a new episode. Thank you.
Yeah.
As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you. It's so nice to hear you close it like that, because the subject matter at hand is the brain and the mind as well as the nervous system. Now, if you're not equipped with a good working mind, with a nervous system that's in place, your comprehension opportunities are very, very limited. So you must take advantage of the opportunities that are being given you this day. We know that we don't have the time that we normally have during the course of the week. This time we only have 1 hour a week, and we went over 1 hour a week, and we're going to probably keep it like this until such time, because we're coming on earlier. Some people are at work, and we also have the internet, the website that you can go to get the information that you missed during the telephone call. That's blogtalkradio.com/thescienceofhealthinyou. It's blogtalkradio.com/thescienceofhealthinyou, and that show will pop up. Just pick the date that that show was on, and you'll be able to click on and hear the broadcast as you heard it today. And for those of you who didn't get an opportunity to ask a question or came on late, this is IWDM Radio. We're the Science of Health in You. Our sole purpose is to provide you with natural and functional information. We know what our form is, but we don't know the functionality of it. And we want you to achieve optimal health with new information that's being presented to us. Symptomology is a study of the human cell. And we know we are cell, egg cell, sperm cell. That's how we started. But all we know is from that point, our mother and father got together and had intercourse. No, it's not. And guess what? You called on God at the time that you were going through this, but guess what? From that point on, you don't know how those cells created you. And we know there's 200 cell types. We know there's hundreds of trillions of cells that we are made up of, but we don't know how it works. And we walk around with this body 24/7 and don't even know how it functions. So we're asking you to tell your family and friends, study for yourself, prepare yourself for something new and unique. And you know it's going to take something new to get us out of the mess that we find ourselves in today, because nothing is working. We're unhealthy people. Our families and our friends and our children are sick, and they're telling us what they've given us in the past. It's not the right thing for us to take in. So we thank you for showing up, because without IWVM, we wouldn't be here. It wasn't for you to tune in. And I know we have a lot of people on the internet, Abdul, because what happens is this: a lot of people have phones that doesn't allow them to tie into the show without paying money. So we probably have people on the internet who can't call in, and we feel sorry for you, but you do have the opportunity to call the phone number. That was
amazing.
Call my number, 650-669-0458, if you want information or referral information, 650-669-0458. And I'll meet, because I asked you last night, or this morning, shall I say, for the 45 foods that my class wanted to know about. So I was able to provide them with that today. And with all these information, the website information is available to us. Just click on the article, then your mind will be blown. On when you see real science, not Dr. Frankenstein, real science. We want you to know this particular thing. So we want to thank you once again. And there are the programs that are taking place here on IWDM, the IWDM radio. There's programming on Wednesday. There's programming on Thursday, on Friday, on Sunday. And this show is here. So I'm going to have our public service announcer come on, and real quickly as we close out, give us a brief understanding that the time has changed during this particular month, and we are honoring Ramadan and our Muslim brothers and sisters. At the same time, we do know we have other people who are online who are not of that faith, but you can learn something during this time based on the information that's being presented. So we thank you, and we'll have our public service announcement. Mark Shaheed, come on and share that brief information. Thank you, Mark.
Yes, I want to say assalamu alaikum and thank both of you, Rashid Salam and Instructor Abdul Shaheed. And now I know why Imam Muhammad, the scholar that he is, said that he has to speak to a genetic makeup.
Yeah.
So, IWDM radio, tomorrow it will be the new time for the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. It'll be 5 p.m. So tune in, 5 p.m. We'll be coming on 5 p.m. Wednesday, and it'll only be for 1 hour. Thursday, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, the Sister Learning Lab, it will be on at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. We also want you to know that the Salatu Juma will still be at the same time. It will be at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time at 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. That's this Friday, Salat al-Juma, with Imam Mikhail Sahir. And the longest-running production, Words Make People, Sunday afternoon. It will be 1 p.m. Eastern. It will be high noon Central Standard Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time this Sunday. And you might want to know about the MGM Roundtable. It has been transposed, and it will be on Saturday afternoon for the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. And it will be at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, will be high noon Central Standard Time, and it will be 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM radio. So please, those of you who listen in, spread the word and help us get the information out. This is only a Ramadan schedule for these productions here on IWDM. When Ramadan is over and finished, we will resume back to our original time original time after Ramadan. Thank you so much. An excellent production, Rashid Salam and Instructor Abdul Shaheed. May Allah continue to bless you and us with a blessed Ramadan, those who are Muslims acknowledge this fast. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
So that's it for tonight's show. This is IWDM Radio, the science. Hear these words. If you got to go study this word, go study this word. The science of health. Where have anybody given you the science of health? And where have anybody given you the science of you? So it's so unique and so innovative to have. Don't share this with your family, friend. Get your husband, your wife on the telephone. Tell your cousin, nieces, and nephew. But more importantly, get your children on the telephone, because for once in their life, they can get a real science class. For once in their life, they can get a real health class. Let's look forward to this every single Tuesday. We look forward to hearing you, or talking, hearing you back again. And we'll find a way to make sure that those who are on the internet, we're going to find a way to get you into the learning lab so you can be able to ask the questions that you need to ask and not be a part of the telephone line, but also on the internet. And I think there will be probably with Facebook. I can probably pull Facebook up and do some connecting with Facebook, and they can ask questions on Facebook, and I can transfer it over to Instructor Shaheed, and we'll get those questions answered. So with that, science of health to you. I hope you enjoyed it. I look forward to talking to you soon. That's all tonight. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you.